Saturday morning, thousands of people celebrated National Estuary Day by linking hands across the Indian River Lagoon to show their support for our dying estuary. The occasional early morning shower didn't deter participants, which ranged from Girl Scouts, the Science Club from Palm Bay Elementary, and lagoon advocates. Diane Burrill, one of the founders of the Marine Resources Council, feels everyone should get involved in saving our lagoon.
Well, the important thing is that everybody do something. It's really easy to tell me about how somebody else didn't do something, but in your own front yard, you've got the water coming off your roof and your driveway that you're putting into the Indian River. If you live all the way to I-95, the water off your roof is coming into this lagoon. What should be done? You should take the initiative and go in your own yard and fix things there first, and then tell other people what to do.
Florida Tech's Department of Marine and Environmental Systems sent a contingency of supporters.
Who's here today?
So we have a lot of people from the Department of Marine and Environmental Systems. We got a big group of people together, and we actually took the FIT trolley here. I think we had about 50% of the DMES students and faculty, alumni, and then some other FIT students joined us as well.
Dr. Lisa Soto, current director of the Marine Resources Council, was one of the organizers of the event, which covered the 150 miles and six counties the Indian River Lagoon flows through.
Are you pleased with the turnout so far?
I am delighted. I'm so excited about today. It's invigorating, and to know that so many people care about the estuary that we do have the power here as a community to make this happen. So it's so exciting. 6:30 this morning, I got the call. The parking lot was full. The press was already here, and people were walking on the bridge. I'm like, 6:30?
Tell us about the next step. What should we do next?
The purpose of this is to get people to contact their local politicians, their state representatives, and their federal representatives, and encourage them to do the right thing for the lagoon. So in the bags that we're giving away to everybody today, we've given the list of all of their local reps and their state reps and their federal reps with information on how they can and should contact them and encourage them strongly to direct funding and grants and initiatives down here to our precious Indian River Lagoon estuary.
And on the 17th, can you tell us a little bit about that?
There's a lot of local county and city councilmen that are trying to coordinate better to address lagoon-wide. We have six counties here, 82 cities, lagoon-wide activities. So on October 17th, the Brevard County Board of County Commissioners is holding a workshop at the Marine Resources Council office, the Ted Moorhead Lagoon House, to talk about the issues with the lagoon and provide some information to the public about how the county intends to proceed with strategies to address it. Congressman Posey is expected to be there, as well as our other local representatives and state representatives.
Okay, what time is it?
6 to 9 p.m., and you can get more information on the Board of County Commissioners Indian River Lagoon Workshop at www.mrcirl.org.
To see pictures of the event and find out what you can do to help the Indian River, go to our website, wfit.org. For WFIT, this is Terry Wright.